poll, majority favors deportation, says more Democrats oppose migration. By Neil Monroe on August 29, 2024. 56% of registered voters favor a policy of arresting and deporting thousands of illegal immigrants, according to a poll conducted in August by YouGov. Just 35% of voters oppose the repatriation policy, according to the August 25 to 27 poll of 1,555 adult citizens and voters. When counting only strongly opinions, the split was almost 2-1, at 37% to 21%. The YouGov results match other polls that show majorities favor large-scale deportations. Watch, J.D. Vance, mass deportations should start with 1 million. The rising opposition to migration reflects the gradual shift of Democratic voters from acceptance of migration towards rejection during President Joe Biden's chaotic mass migration into American communities. That migration has inflated the nation's population by roughly 10 million people who arrived via legal, illegal, and quasi-legal routes. The rising public opposition is fueling President Donald Trump's re-election campaign, during which he has promised to deport millions of illegal migrants and to block the arrival of more migrants. His rival, Vice President Kamala Harris, has not challenged the West Coast Democratic donors who have been directing the wealth-shifting inflow of migrant workers, consumers, and renters into Americans' politics, communities, workplaces, schools, and hospitals. The polling shift is shown by an interactive YouGov website, which shows how Americans agree or disagree with the statement, "Immigrants are a drain on national resources." From June 2020 to December 2023, the share of Americans who agree with the statement climbed from 30% to 43%. The share who disagree dropped from 46% to 32%. That's a 26-point shift across the nation up to December 2023. One quarter of Americans do not care, saying they are neutral on the issue. But the decline in support for migration has been much steeper among Biden's Democrats. The share of Democrats who disagree that immigrants are a drain on national resources dropped from 70% to 47%, marking a 23-point drop. The share of Democrats who agree jumped from 13% to 31%, while the neutral share nudged up from 17% to 22%. The data shows a 40% shift among Democrats from June 2020 to December 2023. Still, Democrats are under strong pressure from their leaders to accept nation-changing levels of migration. No nation, no society has ever tried to build a democracy as big and as diverse as ours before. One that includes people that, over decades, have come from every corner of the globe. The rest of the world is watching to see if we can actually pull this off, former President Barack Obama told the Democratic Party's National Convention. Among Republicans, there has been little shift in attitudes since June 2020. The establishment-minded disagree share stayed flat, at roughly 18.5%. The agree share rose from 56% to 65%, and neutrals shifted to the agree view as they watched Biden's migrants flood into workplaces, communities, schools, and hospitals. Other polls by YouGov showed a growing plurality of Americans say migration makes the nation worse off. Immigration makes the country worse off, according to 38% of 1,595 U.S. citizens in a June 9 to 11 poll. Just 28% said immigration makes the country better off. That question revealed a huge 30-point shift against migration since President Joe Biden opened the nation's borders. The August YouGov poll also showed that immigration is the most important issue for 15% of registered voters, including 11% of independents. It was ranked second overall, behind inflation/prices at 23%. It was the most important issue for 15% of men and 11% of women.